Very interesting brain balance study is taking place at the University of Newcastle. And the gentleman behind that is Chris King. He's a physiotherapist and doing the PhD on that very thing at the moment. And he joins us to take us through that this morning. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Look, one thing I was surprised at, not pleasantly, I have to say, is that our balance can actually start to decline as early as around aged 30. What's the marker in time there? Because we generally think this is an older people's thing, but age 30 is relatively young.
Yep. Thanks for having me back again, Mark. It's been about a year now.
Your time gets away, mate. Trust me.
Yeah. with that age as well, from 30 on, that's usually when life begins to get busy. You start to have children, begin your career, and rarely are you just doing one thing at the time. You're usually juggling multiple tasks. And what we're looking at in our study is not just having people balance during a task, but to balance and do a thinking task at the same time. Because, for example, in reality, say you're at the supermarket, rarely are you just walking or just standing at the aisle. You're usually looking and scanning around your environment, or you're looking at your phone, checking your ingredient list or something. Or if you're outside crossing the road, you're not just crossing the road, you're looking side to side and making sure nothing's going to hit you. So, with balance tasks, traditionally in research, they've just looked at balance, but they haven't looked at that second task or other additional tasks being added to that component, and hasn't been investigated very well in that 30-plus age group.
It's something that kind of flies under the radar, isn't it? I mean, we get balance as a concept, but this added thought is that we're doing other things as well. And they're really just, they can be just nonchalant tasks. Like you said, just you're walking across the street, checking to see if there's a car coming, or you're walking at the supermarket. But that is it's something else you're doing other than the act of balancing, walking, whatever.
That's correct. And that's one thing we're looking at is, we're focusing on the age group between 40 and 70 because we're expecting a larger decline in our ability to juggle multiple tasks to be within that range. We define 45 to 64 as midlife, and we've extended out on each side by 5 or so years just to make sure we're capturing both the younger group and the older group and seeing if there's any change in trends there. But also we're measuring not just the balancing with the thinking task or additional task on top of it, but measuring your level of cognition, strength and physical activity, all these other things about you as well, to see if any of these health markers are indicative of that dual task balance performance. And also, hopefully, if we can follow you along over a period of time and re-measure those factors, see if any of those changes are predictive of future falls that may be a devastating fall that leads to a particular injury such as a broken bone.
Yeah, because that's the thing that ultimately you want to try and stave off is the big falls. Are there things that we can be looking for ourselves to that could be predictors of poor balance? Like, hey, I'm starting to do that, so I might be in that category of having poor balance?
Look, one of the things that I suppose the physio world needs to begin to change in is not just prescribing balance exercises to our patients, but also consider adding in that second task element, a dual task. So not just balancing on the spot to help your balance, but also doing a second task on top of it, just to be more reflective of what's going to actually happen in reality.
All right. So that's a couple of things in the macro world to look at. We have some info on our website, Chris, so for those who would like to learn a bit more about it. But in a general sense, can you take us through, if somebody signs up, what the actual study will entail?
So if people are interested, feel free to send me an email at chris.kang@newcastle.edu.au email address, or phone me at 0475-901-180. And I can send you some information as to how you sign up. There's a particular link you can use to sign up where you'll be provided some information, a consent form and a screening questionnaire, just to make sure that you'll be safe during the data collection process. And then following that, there'll be an introductory session just to make sure that you're comfortable with the environment that you're coming into, but also familiarized with the equipment that will be involved. And then following that 90-minute session, there will be that main data collection session that will occur 1 week later.
All right, that sounds pretty good. Chris, hopefully we get some more people to have a look at that, because it's something that's very important, as particularly as we, I say as we age, but as we hit 30 plus now.
<That's>
Thanks,
right.
Mate, for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Physiotherapist and a PhD student at the University of Newcastle, Chris Kang. If you're interested in the Brain Balance Study to learn more about it, head up to our events calendar. All the details are waiting there for you right now at 2NURFM.com.au.